somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I am somebody. Red and yellow. Brown, black, and white. We're all precious in God's sight. Everybody is somebody. Stop the violence. Save the children. Down with dope. Up with hope. Down with dope. Up with hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Let me hear you scream.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And it is Thursday. And what we do every Thursday is we play a little bit of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Yes. We play a couple of clips here. And if you get the clip right, you're going to get yourself a prize tonight. And we got a special prize tonight. Listen to this. A pair of tickets to the 14th Annual Palm Springs International Short Film Fest and Short Film Market going on August 21st through August 27th at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs. So just hop on the 10 freeway and buzz on down there. Visit psfilmfest.org. psfilmfest.org. And go to the film festival. Enjoy yourself. You know, it's like go to Diamond Bar. All right, folks, here are the clips we're going to play tonight. And again, everybody who wins tonight is going to get tickets to this film festival down in Palm Springs. And here they are. Good luck, everybody.
All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial. Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold. She said, public accommodation bill 100 years later. She said, the most melodious singers question about that. Well, you may have not that you're a supervisor. Winning these. She said, a meeting house in Dixon. I'll go to jail, Fred, you get on telecommunication. But before I go any further, she said, on telecommunication. But before I go any further, on telecommunication. But before I go any further, that helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott. She said, they didn't mean for them to be happy. Reverend Ellis got in March to Montgomery. We were honoring women. She get 100, I get none. She said, name the spaceless warriors. Put values of stone in the river. She said, on telecommunication. But before I go any further.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And this is one of the very few radio shows and one of the very few radio segments that kids from 3 to old folks of 103 can listen to together. And a lot of people do that. Often we get calls from people who said they're, you know, sitting around listening to the radio with their grandfather and listen to What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. So we're very proud of that. It's good for all age groups. This is rated G this hour. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your first clip.
All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial. All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial. All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial.
Wow.
All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial. All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Bobby in Lake Forest. Bobby, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial.
What do you got, buddy?
All right. All of a sudden, you're Caesar alone when the king is dying.
Wow, dude. I think that's...
That's pretty close.
99%. Listen to it again, dude. I don't want to screw you out of this prize. Here, listen to it again.
All of a sudden, you're either long enough on the king dial.
All of a sudden, you're... Dude, I don't know, dude. I want to say the same thing, but it's not right.
No, I'll say that. Well, all right. Hold on one sec. We're going to give that to you because I'm not even sure what it is.
Yes!
But it says all of a sudden you eat enough on the king's diet.
All of a sudden you eat a long enough on the king's diet.
All of a sudden you eat at a long enough on the king's diet.
All of a sudden you eat a long enough on the king's diet.
All right, congratulations, Bobby and Lake Forest. You're going to the film festival there in Palm Springs. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson say? We move on to the next clip. Good luck, everybody.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
You're going to need a lot of luck here, gang.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold. Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Robert and Torrance, you're first up here on 97.1.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Can you play it one more time?
You got it, buddy.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
All right, one more?
No.
All right.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Is your dad there?
Huh?
Is your dad there?
No.
Who's in the back room?
That's the fan, I think.
How old are you?
13.
I love the fact that you're already lying at 13. You're a man after my own heart. All right, what do you think you got here? Here we go.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
I have no idea.
Put your dad on the phone. We'll give you tickets.
I did not tell him to lie.
It's so classic, man. I was exactly the same way at 13. All right. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
We love you, buddy.
All right. Hold on one second, all right, dude? All right. That's so classic. He's 13 years old, just lying to everybody. I was the same way, man. I think you get that from your mom. You know, anytime your mom says, did you do this? Like, nope, not me, man. You start lying early on in life, and life is a lot easier.
That's a no-no.
Sometimes it's very difficult when you get caught in a lie, and it's a major lie, you know, like John Edwards is going through. But if you can just BS people your whole life, you know, here and there, it's a lot of fun. Because that is the key to life, trying to figure out who's BSing you and who's not. Every time you watch a commercial on TV, or you see something, you know, in the sports world, you're like, is that BS or is that true? You got to always think about it. All right, we move on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Mark in Redondo Beach, you're at 97.1 Free FM.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Oh, God, I got nothing.
Nothing. All right, thanks for calling, man. John in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Jesus Christ, I tap out.
All right, man. Guy sounds depressed out of his mind, man. All right, how about Zeke in Southgate? You're on 97.1.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Damn, I don't know what he's saying in the first part, but I think he's saying uphold the threshold in
yeah,
the second part.
That's pretty good, dude. Are you at home right now?
No, I'm in the car driving.
All right. All right, you on weed?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right, I'm going to play it slowly for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold. Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
It sounds like you're saying miss personality.
No. Not enough weed yet, dude. Call us
no!
back. Call us back after you have a couple more joints.
All right.
All
man.
Right, there he goes, everybody. I think it's easier on weed. I really do. I think it really clears this game up real nice. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Hey, Ben in West Covina, you're on the air.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Can you play one more time?
Yeah.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Something like a mishap and forceps below the threshold?
Yeah.
No!
It's not even close, man. At least I'd take a shot at it. Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
Was that guy driving high?
I think he was a passenger in that car.
Oh.
But does that shock you if he was driving?
Well, I wouldn't think anything twice about it in L.A., but TNT.
Okay, let's not try to use the whole S word on the
air. Oh.
That's
oops.
Okay. That's cool, dude. All right, and also don't complain about guys being stoned and then come on and use the whole S word.
Yeah, my bad.
All right. All right, what do you think you got here, Michael? Here we go.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
I think he's saying how he got it on with Paris Hilton. I don't know.
No.
No!
All right, dude, I think you need more weed. Danny in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
No clue. I also said something about Paris Hilton.
No. Suck right. it. That is not correct. James in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
I'm sorry, Anthony in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
I believe he's saying, let's have proportionality and lower the threshold.
That is 100% correct.
Put your hand together.
That is amazing, young man. How old are you?
Oh, 37.
37. Oh, you're an old guy like me. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to get a pair of tickets to the 14th annual Palm Springs International Short Fest and Short Film Market going on August 21st through the 27th at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs. Visit psfilmfest.org for all information. So you a big fan of the short films out there? Hello? There he goes. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here? We press on.
Kiss that sister. Kiss that sister. Kiss that sister. Kiss that sister. Kiss that sister.
Chris and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Kiss that sister.
He said, she said.
Oh, man, it's so close.
No!
She said.
Yeah, congratulations, dude. All right. Hold on one second. Chris Irvine's going out to the Palm Springs Festival out there. Yeah, I think he tried to use the term he said, she said, or maybe he was talking about two chicks, and at that point it is she said, she said. Like if, you know, like let's say lesbians, one lesbian sexually abused the other lesbian, it would be she said, she said.
She said, she said.
What, she said, lesbians?
She said. Yeah, lesbians. Look at you, Heidi.
Lesbians.
Lesbians. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later. Public accommodation bill 100 years later. Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
I got it.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
All right, let's talk to Tim in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Somebody's coming and built on the equator.
Wow. I don't think you got one word right.
No!
That is pretty impressive. Fred and Chatsworth, you're on 97.1.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
One more time, Timmy.
You got it.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
One of the circumferences was built 100 years later.
No, close.
No.
But that's not it. Tony in Anaheim, you're on the air.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Pump up the Republican bill on the equator.
No, that's
no!
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Pump up. Hey, guys, will you pump up that Republican bill on the equator?
It is absolutely retarded.
All righty. Dan in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I think he says public accommodation only years later.
Oh, you know what? You're so close. You got public and accommodation right, so listen to it again, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Public accommodation built 100 years later.
Public accommodation built only years later.
No, man. No! You got so close, but we got to press on. Damn, that was close. You got public accommodation exactly right. But that's the last part of it you screwed up.
Public accommodation built 100 years later.
All right. And let's go to Dan in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
Public accommodation built 100 years later.
Public accommodation only years later?
No, you got to listen to it again carefully, right after public accommodation.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Public accommodation bill only years later?
You got it all but one word. It's not only, it's a number in there. And the number is between 99 and 101. All right? Here it is.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
100 years later?
There you go. Congratulations, man. All right. Woo! You're going to Palm Springs, man.
Woo!
Yeah, you're very excited with the short film festival, huh?
Yeah, it could be fun. You never know.
Yeah, it could be pretty kick-ass. Bring the weed, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on one sec. It's amazing how many guys who listen to the station are on that weed. Really is. Or how many people work here are on weed. I mean, I think I'm the only person. Nah, there's a couple other guys on the air that don't smoke weed. I don't think John and Jeff smoke weed, right?
We don't smoke reefer on the third shift.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
Now, this last clip.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
Public accommodation bill 100 years later.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Here we go.
Questions about that. Where are you, man? Questions about that. Where are you, man? Questions about that. Where are you, man? Questions about that. Well, you may have.
All right, Bernard and Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Questions about that. Well, you may have.
Big Tim, can you play one more time?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Questions about that. Well, you may have.
Questions about that. Well, you may have.
No, I don't think
that's a no-no.
Correct. I couldn't understand what you were saying, so maybe you were right. Let's talk to a Tim in Walnut. You're on 97.1.
Questions about that. Well, you may have.
Beats me. I don't know.
All right. There he goes. Guy's just down, man. Mika in Yorba Linda. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Questions about that. Where are you, man?
Question about where are you, man?
I think that's it. Congratulations.
Give a big hand, would you please?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, you're a winner, and you're going to the Palm Springs Festival.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got to get down there on your own and pay for your own hotel room and your meals and all your entertainment. But if you go to the film festival, we'll give you tickets.
All right, awesome.
All right, sounds like a winner.
Jesus,
all right, congratulations.
Christ.
We move on here. The next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? Here we go.
The most melodious singers. The most melodious singers. The most melodious singers. The most melodious singers. The most melodious singers.
By the way, these are all rated. And it goes from angry to medium to whistle and fast and impossible. This one is rated medium, all right? So this should be fairly easy to get.
The most melodious singers. The most melodious singers.
Brandon in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1.
The most melodious singers.
I got it. It's the most melodious singer.
That's exactly right, dude.
Let me hear you scream.
You are a major stud, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and you got to get tickets to that film festival in Palm Springs.
I like it.
All right, hold on one sec. Where are you calling from?
Santa Clarita.
Oh, okay, so it's like about a 20-minute drive for you.
Yeah,
it's easy. All right, hold on. Yeah, it's going to be worth it, though. It's going to be a good time down there in Palm Springs. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're going to play this clip for you a couple of times. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We can only have to take two breaks here, right? Three? Okay. All right, let's take a quick break here and come back. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We'll play this clip for you, and when we come back, ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you're going to the Palm Springs Film Festival. Look at that. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Now that you're a supervisor. Now that you're a supervisor. Diabetes
testing supplies. Diabetes.